Hello, it's the 13th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The government's Transport Select Committee has delayed the implementation of smart motorways, citing the need for more safety data. The smart upgrade for all Bedfordshire junctions on the M1 has not yet been suspended. Sarah Owen, the MP for Luton North, raised safety concerns in Parliament back in 2019 due to an increase in deaths along the Luton section of the M1. She issued a survey to motorists in her district. 90% believed that smart motorways were dangerous. Available data, however, shows they are among the safest roads in terms of fatalities. Miss Owen believes that the government has taken a step in the right direction. Bedford Borough's public schools had a higher attendance rate than the national average last term. The national average attendance rate was 85%. The rate for Bedford Borough schools was 90%. An anonymous leaflet has been distributed to area residents opposing the Bedford Islamic Centre move into the old Greek Taverna building on Midland Road. The planning application calls for the new location to be a place of worship, a community centre and a shop. The council rejected a similar application last October due to traffic and parking concerns. A spokesman for the centre believes the opposition is related to their Islamic faith. A pupil at Castle Newnham School, Bethany, aged 14, entered and won the Holland Smith Local Photography Contest with her embankment bridge photograph. She donated the received monetary award to her school's art department to benefit fellow students. That's all from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.